Welcome to the Golden Valley Bowl Show. This is part of the Super Saturday Sports Show that you can listen to as to keep up to date with all things happening around the rinks in the Golden Valley League. This show airs on a weekly basis on a Saturday morning throughout summer and is hosted by Golden Valley Bowls expert Brian Nisbet on 1FM Shepparton Radio.
You're in the GV Bowls half hour. Of course, with the weapon, the whiz, Brian Nisbet, on your Saturday morning. How are you, Brian? Big day in GV Bowls ahead of the grand final tomorrow.
Yeah, big day. All the other finals, and they're just as important, Division One for their respective clubs. And there'll be, six finals today. And most of them will be pretty entertaining. There's only one. Division 3 Seymour have dominated all season, and they'd have to start the hottest favourites, but as everyone knows, anything can happen in sport, and Tally Group and their opponents in Division 3, and they'll be keyed up to make it three premierships in a row. They've got their three teams in the grand final, which is a great effort by Tally. And before I introduce my guest, I'm just going to send a cheerio to Elaine and Gerald Roffey over at Baruga. They're keen listeners of the show. Gerald's a fine bowler, and his parents used to live next door to me, but he's a bit older than me, so he's getting on, but he's a great exponent of the bowling arm. And Elaine hasn't had the best of health lately, and just like to wish him all the best. He's on the road to recovery. So I hope you enjoy the show. And six different teams won the six midweek grand finals contested. Division 5, we had Dookie. Division 4, South, we had Seymour VRI. Division 4, North, Yamurka. Division 3, Maroopna. Division 2, Yarrowa. And Division 1, Tat Hilltop. I think that'll be the first time that's occurred for some time. Congratulations to all those winners. I went down to Shep Park. They were all conducted at Shep Park because there's only three rinks in midweek, whereas on Saturday we got four rinks, so it's impossible to play them all at the one venue. Okay. I'd now like to introduce my special guest today, and it's none other than Darren Kelly from the Maroopna Bowling Club, who'll be playing off in the big dance today against perennial winners of Division 2, Shepparton Golf. Welcome to the program, Darren.
Thank you, Brian.
It must be gratifying to see Maroopna's Division 2 side make the big dance again.
You know, it's good to get another chance at it this year, so I'm hoping to go one better than last year.
Well, you were rock bottom on the ladder on the 15th of January in round 9, but since then have strung together six wins in a row, including a qualifying final win against Shep Golf. What do you credit this change in the club's fortunes from the 22nd of January on? It did coincide, however, with the arrival of Brett Gunning at the club from Yamurka Golf. However, Brett lost his first three games. Also, Bruce Robson returned on the 1st of February, and he immediately made an impact in your side.
Yeah, well, before Christmas, we were pretty close, but one rink kept dropping by a fair number and things like that, so... And bringing Brett and Robbo in has obviously just balanced out the side a lot better. So some of our thirds dropped back to second, and it's just, helped go through that. And we believed and we got there. So, as I said, one more to go. So hopefully we can get it done.
Well, you haven't got the, you've probably gone under the radar a bit, some of your players, like Considine, Andrews. Would you like to tell the listeners a few of these new bowlers you've picked up, and they've obviously improved as the season's gone on with a bit more experience, and they'll be looking forward to the big game today and reveling in the atmosphere.
Yeah, no, it's that, and then Corey Turvey as well. Like, they're only second, third year bowlers, come to the club, played different sports. Dean come from Yarrowa, but he lives in Maroopna. Daniel, same. He's old man. I met him and got him down to the club and been good since then. Corey, very competitive. Played a lot of third to me earlier in the year. Got close with a lot of times. We've been unlucky, and now he's gone back to second with Gunny and really making a difference. So Yeah, it's good to have those young guys. We've got like eight players, half our sides under 50, so which is very good for a bowls club, I think, like, compared to those bigger clubs. So
you're not wrong there. No, it is. That's a relatively young side, all right. And you've got young Greaves there, Josh Greaves.
He's another one. So him and Corey both work with Gunny, so they done a lot of work in getting Gunny to the club once he left American Golf. We put no pressure on him just to come and play and enjoy, and he's been good for a lot of people. So, you know, teaching people different things about the game and going there. So, yeah, it's been a pleasure having him there, big man Gunny. So hopefully he can get a job done today as well.
Max McKee flies under the radar, to use that phrase again. He's obviously a quality bowler. I've never seen him bowl, so I can't comment.
You know, Max skipped most of the year, so this and when we've got back to with Gunny and Robbo coming in, he's now playing third to me and has been good all year, so hopefully again. You know.
And the two Anselmis, look, they've been fine bowlers for a long time. Jeff, with all his experience, still a quality bowler, and Bruce can, on his day, can probably beat anyone as a skip.
Yeah, you're right there, both in there. Jeff playing third to Gunny, but Bruce has had an unbelievable year. So, you know, the way he's bowled this year, hopefully he can turn around last year's result and go the opposite to last year. So, rather, other than a big loss.
And I think you can feed off your midweek Division 3 side, which come from, they've just got into the 4-on percentage and went on and performed brilliantly in the finals.
Unbelievable story that. They cut down to the Margie Florence's last bowl to take a bowl out to pick up 5 or 6 shots just to get into the finals, and then took down a couple of close games and then dominated, obviously, in the final, which is a great result for the club, and the club's going strong, getting stronger and stronger all the time.
Yeah, from observation, they're a very close-knit club and they played for each other, and you had three skippers, they're all ladies. Midweek now is dominated by the men, as you know, Darren, but they have three lady skippers like Lynn Thatcher, Bernie Nichols, and Margie Florence. I thought it was a credit to them. For example, they beat us by one shot East Shepparton, and we had three men skipping. So it's a real credit to the club and to all their players.
Yeah, I think you're right, Brian. It's a testament. You know, we made a decision that was what we're going to play all year, is play the three females, skip, and play as many females as we could in the club. We don't have a lot of females, but, you know, it's great. And the club's getting stronger and stronger all the time. Socially, we're going very good. All that, a lot of the things happening outside of the club, barefoot bowls and social nights, and yeah, it's going good.
Well, it'd be good to see you take off the premiership, because I'll use the word feed again. I reckon other clubs, you'll attract some quality players. They might be there's always a few disgruntled players who reckon they should be playing in other positions and that, but I think you'll definitely pick up at least two players from other clubs next year. You may be more if you win the premiership and get up into Division 1, where I think you'll be competitive.
You know, hopefully. I mean, it's all about today, but to win today and then we'll worry about what the future looks like going from there.
Yeah. What made you go back to Maroopna, Darren? Because you had a bit of success at Shep Park, playing in successful sides there.
Yeah, I did. A little bit happened there, but then three of us decided to go back to Maroopna. I grew up in Maroopna, but I went to Shep Park because I knew Rhino through triathlons. So I went there and he showed me a few things there with bowls, and then got to know Glenn Thatcher, you know, God rest his soul, and Jeff Anselmi very well. And then we went back to Maroopna, hopefully to get the club back to Div 1. So today will be a big day, and it's a pity there's not three of us playing in the day, but we'll be thinking of Glenn and Lynn and the rest of the family today and hopefully get the job done for him.
No, he's a great player, and like Lynn said in the Shep News after the game in the midweek in Division 3, that she had Glenn's name tag in a pocket, and she won it for him, and it was fantastic. He was a tremendous bowler and had a quiet personality. But geez, he could bowl, that's for sure.
Yeah, very grumpy man also, so that is good.
let's hope Maroopna can do it for Glenn. And it'll be a real booster if you can, because Shep Golf, I think you'll go in there. They've won so many. They might be. I know they won't trade. They won't take you lightly. Last week they played better on a quick green. I reckon it was run 16.5 down there. What do you think Tatura's will run today? Similar?
Yeah, I went for a roll last night at Tatura's. Probably running 15 seconds, drawing good, just at a lovely pace, I think. So it should be no excuse for bad bowls today.
No, it looks like the weather's going to be pretty good, kind to us too. So I reckon it'll be a great game. You've got, well, I won't say, you've got the wood on Shep Golf this year, but you'll know they'll be up for a contest and they're never beaten.
Oh, you know, it's very close. The last game when we played it was like 2-3 shots in it the whole day, and Gunny picked up a 5 to make it look like we won by a bit, but no, they're a very good side and they've got a lot of depth. So, yeah, it's going to be a tough day.
Your CV, Darren, if you've been successful in any club championships in the singles, pairs, etc., or...
Yeah, I won a B grade back at Shep Park, my second year at bowls. I won two club championships in Maroota since I've been back there, and won pairs. So, you know, it's...
And how many premierships did you win at Shep Park?
Yeah, just the one. First the year one. I played in Div, started in Div 5, got all the way to Div 1. We lost the prelim at Kyabram. Then I played the week after at Kyabram again, won a Div 2 in my first year, and playing a couple of runners up, but we didn't quite get. Shep Golf got us twice when I was at Park, and... yeah, hopefully today we can get another one.
So you got, what are your plans for the day? You going to have lunch together or something like that prior to the game, or go over for a roll?
No, we don't take ourselves very serious. We're not the huddle club, and these like the big clubs are. We'll go and have a beer probably at about 12 o'clock and, you know, hang a bit on each other. We don't, our pep talks are just, we hang a bit on each other. A few Bruce and Dean will no doubt get into each other about a few things and then go out there and get the job done on the rink.
Yeah, try and relax as much as you can and just treat it like another game, although it isn't. But I think if you're not a bit nervous before a final, well, you know, I think it helps to be a bit nervous, doesn't it? To
get it's normal. It's like no different to footy and all those sports you play. You've got a little bit of nerves, and it's nervous energy is good energy, and go from there.
Yeah, well, as I say, if anyone wants to see a good game of bowls, I think it'll be a fantastic game. Probably be as close as what hopefully Division 1 will be tomorrow. And by the way, that'll be live streamed on the Shepparton News Facebook page, and I think you can get it on their website. Plus, 1FM 98.5 will be broadcasting as well, so the listeners will have to put up with me and Tyler Maher and Ashley Williamson tomorrow on Sunday as well. So, but a lot of people can't get to the game. I think it's good it's 1FM and the Shep News or McPherson Media Productions have got together and organised it.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
It's lucky that we get a change to Sunday. That the Gold Murray board changed it because it was going to be on a Saturday and, well, would have had a live stream, but I think it's only fair that everyone can go and see the top echelon of bowls on a separate day like it's conducted in Melbourne and Bendigo, for instance, as always on a Sunday. You think it's a good idea, Darren?
Oh, I think it's a really good idea. I mean, like, you have a look at Shep Golf. They can go and watch their Div 1, go and watch Div 2 today and support them and vice versa. And Tally got, you know, great effort, got all three sides. Their Div 1 can get over and look at them. And then their threes and fives can get over and look at the one. So it's a great idea, I think.
And who's your tip for the Division 1 title, Darren?
Oh, look, it's going to come. I think it's pretty hard to pick. I think it's going to have a lot to do with the rink draw, what happens there. So... and who draws Ori and how they play Ori and so it's be very interesting. So I think Tally have probably done it the right way, and you get one chance. I think you get one chance to beat the big sides, and the day that you want to beat them is tomorrow. So yeah, good luck to all the players.
Yeah, well, I think this is their really big chance. I've been saying this for a while. I've picked Golf, but Mark Ryan's played Ori the last three times. The draw surely couldn't go that way again, could it? But you know the old...
You never know, do you?
It's isn't it funny, you probably noticed it too, that you play the same skipper, you can go a couple of seasons and still play the same rink.
Yeah, well, I played this year, like the last couple of years, Peter Fairgrave, I've drawn him every time bar the last time we didn't play him. But then, like, you know, Johnny Tucker, I've played all year. He's moved around rinks, but he's been in the rink against me every year. So it just seems to happen sometimes.
Yeah, it's just one of those things. Anyway, Darren, I'd like to thank you very much for coming on the show. I hope you can... I've selected you to win today, and I hope you can celebrate with your the midweek Division 3 side at your club rooms tonight. It'd be a fantastic night for the club, and it'll be gratifying to see you back in Division 1 where you belong.
Yeah, no, thank you, Brian. You're doing a good job.
Thanks very much, Darren, and I think it's time for a word from some of our valued sponsors.
Relationships are built on compromise. The give and take. The ups and downs. The good and the bad. But sleep doesn't need to be a compromise. At 40 Winks, our bed match technology identifies your individual support needs. We call it My Side. It's two beds in one. One side for you and one for your partner. Firmer over here, softer over there. So, everybody wins.
At sponsors 40 Winks, Riverside Plaza, Shepparton.
Are you downsizing and you're not sure what to do with all of the stuff you've collected over the journey? Do you feel as though some of what you were thinking of getting rid of may be too good to just simply throw away? Well, maybe it is. You may not realise the value of some of your unwanted goods. Barclays Antiques and Collectibles pay you cash for your unwanted goods. Sheds, estates, storage, or even downsized houses. Wherever your excess unwanted goods are or come from, don't just throw them away. Call Barclays Antiques and Collectibles on 0430 977 771. That's 0430 977 771. They'll come to you anywhere in the GV.
1FM sponsor.
The increased likelihood and severity of drought, fire, flooding, extreme weather and heat waves are just a few of the adverse impacts of climate change. It affects our region's environment, industry, agriculture, infrastructure, communities and lifestyles. Have your say on the Greater Shepparton Climate Emergency Action Plan. The plan identifies actions that support the community to reduce emissions and adapt to climate change. Let's work together to create a climate-safe future. Visit greatershepparton.com.au to have your say.
1FM sponsor.
Super Saturday Sport with Mark Owens.
Welcome back to the Super Saturday Sport Show. We're in the GV Bowls Grand Final edition of the show today with Brian Nisbet. And Brian, take it away with the preview of what is a pretty big weekend in lawn bowls.
Certainly is the 6th Division Grand Finals today. Starting with Division 6 South, we've got Alexandra 1 are playing Eildon 1 at Yarrowa. Alexandra 1 boasts the top three skips in Bagami, Gilmore and Argent, but lost to Eildon 1 in the qualifying final by 5 shots. I expect Alex 1 to redeem that result despite the best efforts of Sharon and Steve Hall and Ivan Sutcliffe. My tip, Alex 1 by 12 shots. Division 6 North, Kyabram versus Colbo at Tatura. Kyabram won their first encounter by 8 shots at home. Colbo won by 29 at home in the second time they played. And Kai won by 19 in the qualifying final. Brad McIntosh's rink has won 12 out of 13 for Kai and has 181 shots up. And they loom as the game breakers, while Shane Ryan's rink for Colbo has 10 out of 12 plus 156 shots. And a clash of these two rinks would be a draw card. Kai will be confident, but Colbo has been the best side all season, and I reckon Colbo will get the job done by 6 shots in a tense contest. Division 5, we've got Tally Garupna versus Marupna Golf at Shep Park. Tally, you got 3 sides in, as I touched on before today. Division 5, 3 and 1 tomorrow. So it's a big day for the club today and tomorrow. Marupna Golf defeated Tally in round 3 by 12 at home, whilst Tally accounted for Marupna Golf in round 10 by 7 at home. Marupna Golf are the reigning premiers and boasts the top skip, Lee Wakenshaw, And his rink defeated the number two skip Murchison's Bill Saunders by 22 shots last week in the preliminary final to demonstrate their strength. Gary Murphy's rink has been Telly's trump card, and they will rely on them again if they are to win. If they can stop Wakenshaw's dominance, his rink's dominance, Telly will succeed. If not, Maroopna Golf will go back-to-back. My tip, Maroopna Golf by 8 shots. Division 4, Seymour VRI versus Ngambi at Yarrowa. VRI defeated Ngambi in round 2 by 10 at Ngambi, and Ngambi defeated VRI by 14 in round 9 at VRI. VRI won the qualifying final by the big margin, 34 shots at East Shepparton. Seymour VRI boasts 3 of the top 4 skips in Chalice, Purcell and Sikulski. Whilst Ngambi skips are ranked 2, 5 and 7, that is Mark Brack, Rob Page and Wayne Page respectively. This clash will go to the wire, with the Page brothers coming off huge rink wins last week in the preliminary final against Seymour. VRI might just have more depth in their front half, which will see them win by 14 shots. Division 3, Seymour versus Tally Groupner at Shep Park. Seymour have dominated this division from go to woe, which I touched on earlier in the program, and will start hot favourites against Tally. However, Tally have been the only side to get close to them, losing by only 6 shots at Seymour in round 3. Seymour increased that margin to 21 in round 10, away at Tally. Brown, Hammond and Flint's rinks have 3 losses for the season combined, so that shows you how strong they've been. While Tally's best rink is Terry Lee White's with 9 out of 14. Seymour recorded a massive 674 shots up compared to Tally Groupner's 128. Seymour have kept the same rinks together all season, and this has bred success for them. Tally have some top bowlers in Goodwin, Emanuele, Leah and Swooper Pousty, but Seymour have too much depth and experience, in my opinion, and will finish victorious by 20 shots. Division 2, Maroopna play Shepparton Golf at Tat. Shep Golf had dominated proceedings early on, and at Christmas, Maroopna, as I said, the interview with Darren were rock bottom. Since then, Golf have lost 4 games. Maroopna have saluted 6 times in a complete form reversal. And picking up Brett Gunning and Bruce Robson have really topped up their side. And they have plenty of experience too with the Anselmi boys and the 2 Donaldson, Scott and Allen. Maroopna on a roller coaster and a mission. My tip, Maroopna by 4 shots in a titanic battle. Shep Golf, as I said, they've been there before and they've got all experience of Graham Myers, Graham Waddell, Robbie Betson, top leaders in Paul Ledger. And they'll be hard to beat, but as I said, I'm going for Maroopna. Division 1, tomorrow, Sunday, the 20th, and we'll be doing a live stream and broadcasting 98.5 1 FM as well, which is, I think it's a great, a big day for a great promotion of bowl. So it's great the 2 parties have got together, the Shep News through McPherson Media and 98.5 1 FM. The 2 heavyweights of the competition will fight it out for glory. Tally haven't defeated Golf in 2 seasons in the top echelon, but I feel this is their greatest opportunity to achieve greatness. They have the cattle, they just have to perform as a unit right across the 4 rinks against the juggernaut, which is Shep Golf, who are going for an unprecedented 7 flags in a row under their maestro coach Brad Orr. Orr is the key. The player who relishes a big occasion like no other, and who can win a game on his own talent alone. The rings draw is going to have a big impact, as we mentioned before, on the overall result. Or thrash Mark Ryan's rink in the qualifying final, but Ryan's rink came out and demolished Schilling's rink, who won the game on his own against Tad Hilltop for Kai in the elimination final. So 1 week in bowls is a long time. I hope that Ryan doesn't draw or again, and we'll see a great match. And Tally will be in with a chance. The Truans were outstanding in the qualifying final, and Liam Crapper showed his class for Tally. He's driving a highlight of the match. Doors and Side Bottoms Rinks were solid in winning against Golf last time, which was a positive, while John Stokes Rink performed well against Crapper's Rink. Summing up, Golf are never beaten and have a winning culture, which will see them victorious and an incredible seven flags in a row to show for it. That's all I've got, Stats. Until next week, I'll be back to do a review of all the grand finals. And good bowling to all the participants today. I hope you enjoy it. Not everyone gets to play in a grand final. So enjoy the moment. And remember, keep your bowl on the right bias.
You know the garden could do with a makeover, so what are you waiting for? Cleves Garden Supplies have got everything you need to get the job done, and they're open 7 days a week. Coloured mulches, decorative pebbles, river stones, crushed rocks, sands, gravel, sleepers, topsoils, pavers, you name it, they've got it. They'll deliver small loads and big loads straight to your door. Drop in and see them at 20 Wanganui Road, Shepparton, or give them a call. 58212111. That's 58212111.
1FM sponsor.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
Ardmona Primary School takes pride in providing every child an opportunity in learning with highly qualified and passionate staff from the local area. Check us out. Search Ardmona Primary School online and take our virtual tour. Our culture is clear and present in all aspects of the school. Our school takes a lead in supporting individualised student learning programs and is known as one of the most popular schools in the local region. Search Ardmona Primary School today or find us on Facebook. Ardmona Primary School, where you'll find fun, friendly students and one big family.
Station sponsor.
If you have enjoyed the show, then please let us know what you think at our socials. 1FM Super Saturday Sport on Facebook and Twitter, and tune in from 8 a.m. next week to find out more. Till next week, goodbye.